Hello, hello everybody. I hope we're all well. Welcome back. We are finally back to the game we all love, FPL. It's been a 3-week break due to internationals and playoff internationals. We now know the final 48 for the World Cup. We had FA Cup drama, which then involved who was going to double and who was going to blank in game weeks 33 and 34, with Leeds, City, Southampton beating Arsenal and Chelsea going through in the end. And to be fair, the way the FA Cup ended kind of suited my team very well. The only thing that could have gone my way is West Ham beating Leeds, which would have made my plan a lot easier for this game week and the next couple of game weeks going forward. And then we had the Champions League games where Arsenal and Liverpool were left. Arsenal won 1-0 with a last-minute goal, and Liverpool were just a shell of what they used to be against PSG yesterday, which was 2-0 PSG, but really, it could have been 4-5-6, really. But yeah, the big talking point of these next couple of game weeks is the double game week in 33 and then the blank in 34, which obviously, you know, I'm sure you've heard it in enough pods, the permutations of the doubles and the permutations of the blanks. Basically, I'm just going to go through the way my team looks, what I'm going to do, and what I would do if I had a wild card. I know a lot of people are wild card 32 now, despite the what's the word I'm looking for? Sort of the underwhelming double game week that it is. I think if Arsenal was double game in as well, I think there'd be a much more excitement to do a wild card in 32. I'd personally wait till 35. But again, it all depends who you've got blanking, who you've got doubling, if you've still got a free hit chip and all that jazz. But in terms of me, I've got a free hit left, which I will use in 33. And then I've got a bench boost, which I could probably use any time, really, other than 34. I'm looking at 36 or 37. I will probably play it when Man City double again against Palace. the last game week, which is basically a month ago now, I took a -4 to bring in Gordon and someone else. Honestly, it feels so long ago, I can't remember. But I got a 58 with a hit, so it was a 54, and if I got four more points, I would have got a green arrow. But I've got a 15k red, which is okay. When you take a hit, you kind of are expecting a red, in that sense. But I'll quickly go through the team that was in game week 31. Dubravka 2, Romero with a 1 after they lost 3-0 to Forest. Hill getting an own goal against Man United. Virgil getting a 3. That was basically because of Defcon. Gordon scoring in the Tyneside derby, which was the transfer I did, which went very, that was it. I went Gordon and Wilson, and both of them did, you know, well. Wilson and Gordon could have got a bit more, but Newcastle were very poor in that second half. I remember it now. And Fulham turned up the gear in the second half, but Wilson could have got a few more. Dango with a 1-pointer coming on against Leeds for 15 minutes. And Bruno Fernandes with a haul, who was my captain, who was the right captain in the end. With a goal, an assist, and a free bonus. And then a very underwhelming front three with João Pedro getting a 2, Hugo Ekitike getting a 1, and then Thiago getting Defcon. And then obviously City and Arsenal blanks on my bench with the Carabao League Cup final, which City won 2-0. So, which leaves my rank at a... I can't find my rank in the app. So sorry, bear with. 128k, basically 129k. And then in the FPL Banter League, which I will mention because I am sitting on top of it, I am on a 1841, and closest behind me is Claire with a 1799. Steve with 1793, who's just fallen right off the boil, fortunately for me. And the rest of the pack, Duncan, Louise, Nicole, fighting it off for fourth spot, with 2 points between the three of them. And then Fiona with a 1742, and Andrew, who, you know... by the way, Andrew is a great FPL player. He just had a really bad season, but I'm sure Andrew will definitely bounce back next season. And Fiona, to be fair to Fiona, she's had some great scores recently, so who knows, she could all of a sudden chase the other three for that fourth spot. But however, it is me, the Tribal Chief, on ahead of the table. As always, Claire is going to try and dethrone me. By all means, please try, Claire. The whole group want you to dethrone me. We know that much. But yeah, exciting last seven game weeks we've got to go. But yeah, a little tongue-in-cheek moment there in the FPL Banter group for me. Right, in terms of this week, the team sheet, kind of the first 11 does speak for itself. I'll do the transfer first because it's 99% happening. I haven't done it yet, but I will be doing it. XTK will be coming out for Haaland. Quite simply, Haaland, even though I'm free hitting, I want Haaland for this Chelsea game. I think Chelsea are a circus right now. The whole Enzo wanting to go to Madrid and then making them sit on the naughty step for two games, don't really get it. Like, he wants to go to Madrid. Who wouldn't? Like, they did it with Trent and they've done it with Enzo. Like, Liverpool did it with Trent and now Chelsea are doing it with Enzo. They want to go to Real Madrid. So what? They want to go to the biggest club in world football. Fact. I love Brentford with all my heart, right? And if I ever had a dream, my dream was to play for my football club. Obviously, it was never ever going to happen. But if I had a Aladdin magic lamp where I had a genie and he gave me three wishes, one of those wishes would be, I want to be a professional footballer and play for Brentford Football Club. Now, if I'm really, really good and Madrid and my agent gone, oh, by the way, Real Madrid have inquired, they want you to go there next season, 100% you are going. No matter what position Brentford are in, and I love Brentford and I love my football club to death, the opportunity to play for the biggest club in world football is every footballer's dream, as well as playing for your own club. It just is. And if it isn't, then for me, that Real Madrid is literally the pinnacle of football. No matter how bad they are or how good they are, you want to play for Real Madrid. That's why Jude Bellingham went. Liverpool wanted him. United wanted him. City wanted him. But as soon as Madrid want you, that's it. That trumps everything. So, and I get it. I suppose maybe the comments he made wasn't great. You know, you want your players to be focused on Chelsea. But that's not saying he's not still focused on getting Chelsea top four. He could get Chelsea top four and leave in a good way. Well, I kind of think the board and Rossini are scapegoating him a little bit. And I just think, they got a lot of injuries at the back. I just don't think they're clicking that much under Rossinho at the moment. Yes, they beat Port Vale 7-0, but, Port Vale. Before then, they lost 3-0 to Everton and then 1-0 to Newcastle. Haven't scored in the last two league games, I believe. And City are cooking. Like, City are... I know their last two games were cup games. And I think the last league game they did draw with West Ham 1-1, I think it was. But they just look really good. Liverpool are bad at the moment and you kind of have to take that with a pinch of salt. But I thought against Liverpool in the FA Cup they were excellent. And Haaland looked like the old Haaland. Whether Liverpool's head just completely dropped and Haaland was able to play the way he wants to play, I don't know. Maybe the little three-week break has done him some good. Who knows? But I just think, and this is a big if City are going to go at Arsenal again for the title, because they have the psychological edge now after that cup win, this is a time where Haaland might not score again in the next seven. But you don't want to take the risk where he goes off like he did against Liverpool in the Cup. People say it's very knee-jerky. Like, okay, Haaland scored a hat-trick in the FA Cup. Let's all get him. It's just about protecting that rank. Because at the end of the day, City have two doubles in the next seven game weeks. And it's just, you can't not have him. For doubles, you just can't. It just doesn't make sense to me if you still don't want to have him for a double. Now, there are people, and again, people go, well, why do you need to get him this week if you're free hitting and then he's going to blank in 34? I want him for every possible game I can have him now. And doing Ekotike, because I sold Palmer for Gordon... and I think I even downgraded Wilson as well. Selling Ekotike for Haaland, I still have 2.6 in the bank. In terms of the sell, João Pedro, Ekotike or Thiago debate, Thiago stays. Like, Brentford now have a chance of getting a top five spot, 3 points behind top five. Same as Everton, I know, and Newcastle and all that aren't far behind. Liverpool and Chelsea can still, they can turn it around just like that. Who knows? But if Brentford are getting Europe, any form of Europe, Thiago's the guy that's going to get us there. So he stays. João Pedro, simply he stays because he has a double. And I think he's less of a minutes risk than Ekotike. With Ekotike, Isak's back, so he's a bit of a minutes risk there. So I think that is a simple transfer. Whether I captain Haaland, I'm not sure yet. Bruno's Monday night, which means having your captaincy the last to go is always a nice feeling. I'm 60 Bruno, 40 Haaland at the moment. I think it will probably be Bruno. And it just depends how confident I am Haaland can haul against Chelsea. The only caveat is that game is away. I think if it was at the Etihad, I'd be more confident to go Haaland. But I think the safe bet is probably Bruno. But my team is Dubravka in goal. Roots is still flagged. Now, it is Spurs, a brand new Spurs, a De Zerbi Spurs, where they now have 7 cup finals. And I think this is a winnable fixture for Spurs. I think Sunderland are a little bit on the beach now. I know their last game they beat Newcastle, but I just think they've got the points they needed to get. I don't think they want to... Oh, of course, they want to try and get Europe, but I don't think... I think their foot will come off the back burner a little bit because it's sort of like, right, we've done our job, we We're staying in the Premier League, no issues, and I think they're just going to try and enjoy themselves and prepare their passports for a little holiday in the summer, unless, you know, World Cup and all that. And Spurs need to win. Simple as that. Spurs need to start winning games. They're probably going to go in the relegation zone after tomorrow night, because West Ham should beat Wolves, even though Wolves are actually a good side on form at the moment. I think West Ham will win that, and then Spurs will have to win to then get back out of that relegation zone. I'll go back for your Gabriel, O'Reilly and Romero at the moment. Now, I know what you're all saying. You still got Romero. What are you doing? I don't trust Liverpool, quite frankly, against Fulham at home. So I don't trust Virgil at the moment. And I got Hill against Arsenal. And I don't really want to play two defenders that are playing each other in a game where I don't think, unless you think it will finish 0-0, and I don't think Arsenal Bournemouth finishes 0-0. I think this is a 2-1, 2-2 kind of game. So it's a really, it's pick your poison between Romero or Virgil. And I just think with Romero, this is more of a must win than the Liverpool one. I think I'm going to go Romero just because the manager bounce might actually kick in for Spurs this time. And then a midfield four of Bruno Fernandes, Gordon, Semenyo and Harry Wilson. Speaks for itself, really. The only midfielder that doesn't make the squad is Dango. Look, we've got a really tough game against Everton. We're on the same points. We both need to win this to put pressure on for that fifth spot, which is now a Champions League spot. And even though we're at home, this doesn't feel like a game where you go double Brentford. And as I said, you know, Thiago's my guy. He's on pens. He's got the better ownership. He's just the way to go. As I just said, a front three of Thiago, João Pedro and Haaland. Probably Bruno Cap. And then on next week, I will be free hitting. I'm having a Zoom call with Sam for the free hit on the Wednesday night. So then on Thursday night, I will be able to give you my free hit lineup for 33. In terms of 34, because of the Leeds blanking, because they have Bournemouth, I will have to take a minus four to get a full 11 out in 34, or I do one transfer and play 10. So it depends how I feel about 34. I probably will take a minus four, as I feel there will be a lot of FPL players that will be doing the same thing. Which ain't that bad in the grand scheme of things. A minus four for one blank game week is not, you know, terrible. Like I say, there is an opportunity that maybe I just don't do the minus four and I'm happy with the 10. Obviously, ideally, I'd rather have 11. But if someone doesn't really stand out for me that they'll haul that game week, I might just play the 10 and, you know, keep the 4 points, basically. That's it really. Slightly shorter pod than what I normally do. But obviously we've not really had any Premier League football to go off on. This is a game week where hope for the best, set your team up, get ready for 33 and 34. And if you still got chips, I'm sure all of us will be using at least one chip between now to 34. And then obviously 35, 36, 37, 38 is probably when those last chips are being used. Thank you guys and Green Arrows.